Today, federal officials announced the arrest of 94 workers at airports in the Washington, D.C. area. In a news conference this afternoon, Attorney General John Ashcroft described the roundup at Ronald Reagan National and Dulles International Airport, the latest arrests in an investigation dubbed Operation Tarmac.
What this investigation uncovered should be a wake-up call for every airport in America. 68 individuals employed at Dulles and 26 individuals employed at Reagan National have been arrested on charges including falsifying security applications, Social Security fraud, and various immigration violations.
Today's arrests in the Washington area follow about 400 arrests and indictments in other cities in recent weeks. NPR's Barbara Bradley has been following this story and joins us now. Barbara, first of all, is there any evidence that the people arrested today have any connection to September 11th?
No evidence so far. The U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia said they haven't found connections either to the attacks in September or any terrorist organization. See, this really seems to be a preventive measure. As one source put it to me, these are the weak links in the chain of security at airports. These are people who've gotten their jobs illegally, either because they're illegal immigrants or because they have criminal records and have lied about them to get their security clearances. And so they're vulnerable to being blackmailed. So, you know, if someone, a terrorist, finds out about their status, then that person could come to that person, the airport worker, and pressure them to bring things onto airplanes like weapons or box cutters or bombs, and could force them to look the other way during things like the screening process. So that's what they're really worried about.
Well, these supposed weak links, what kind of jobs do they do at the airports?
They're caterers, bringing food onto the airplanes. They're cleaners, baggage handlers, screeners. There are even some construction workers who have access to the tarmacs. And they're all employed by private contractors, and they have security badges that allow them to get into secure areas, you know, onto the planes and ramps and runways and cargo areas. That's what they do.
So what actually were they arrested for?
Basically, lying to get their security clearances. Most of them were illegal immigrants who had expired visas or no visas at all. Some had fake Social Security numbers. About 30 of them faced criminal charges, things like, you know, sexual assault, drug charges, firearm violations, and some violent crimes.
This Operation Tarmac has involved arrests at many airports around the country. This is all post-September 11th, this project?
That's right. What happened is right after the September 11th attacks, everyone at various airports came under scrutiny. And the Attorney General asked the U.S. Attorney in Northern Virginia to examine all the records of all the people working at the airports near the D.C. area. So they sifted through 20,000 people's records and found they had problems with about 94 people, a number that McNulty said was pretty alarming. And it's taken this long just to process all the arrest warrants.
94 people is alarming on the one hand, he says, but that's out of 20,000, you say.
That's right. That's right. It's not, percentage-wise, it's not all that large.
More airports, we assume, will have similar arrests in the near future?
That's right. And some already have. They've looked at airports in San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Atlanta, Boston, Newark. About 100 people have been charged criminally, and about, as you said, 400 have already been arrested. By the way, I should mention that the Attorney General acknowledged that more is expected of passengers these days, but he said he wants passengers to know that, quote, airport security does not fall on air passengers alone.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.